Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. NFL Week 1 is underway. Unless your name is Jalen Carter, who got kicked out before the game even started by spitting on Dak Prescott, I don't think DraftKings provided that prop bet, but they have plenty of other prop bets, and you can get $300 in bonus bets by just betting $5 and using the code SDPN at DraftKingsSportsbook.com. Your season starts now. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SDPN. That's code SDPN to get $300 in bonus bets instantly when you place your first bet of $5 or more, plus over $200 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. Fees may apply in Illinois. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. See sportbook.draftkings.com/promos. NFL Sunday Ticket offer for new subscribers only and auto renews until cancel. Digital games and commercial use excluded. Restrictions apply. Additional NFL Sunday Ticket terms at youtube.com/go/NFL Sunday Ticket/terms. Limited time offer. The Montreal Canadiens have traded Carey Price along with a fifth round pick to the San Jose Sharks in exchange for defenseman Gannon Larocque. I assume you are aware, but Carey Price has not played hockey since the 2022 NHL season, the 21-22 season. In the 2021 season, this is probably the thing I'm going to remember about Carey Price the most, is the playoff run in the 21 season where he leads the Montreal Canadiens to the Stanley Cup final. Obviously, as a Leaf fan, I'm going to remember that series very vividly in that first round where they came back and defeated the Leafs, but that entire run was so magical to get to that finals and then eventually lose in the finals there. But like, nobody gave them a shot against Vegas, and Carey Price and that whole team was unbelievable. It would have been so cool to see Carey Price get a Stanley Cup ring that season, but there's going to be plenty of time to eulogize Carey Price. One day he's going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Montreal's going to bring him back and honor him and all that stuff, and we can do all that then. But that was just a little sidebar, and I can get into a little bit more in here. But let's talk about that 21 season that I mentioned. In that season, he suffers a knee injury. That knee injury comes back the next season, the 22 season, plays only 5 games, and from those 5 games onwards, his NHL career is over. So Montreal since then has had Carey Price on their cap, but in LTIR. And this has caused a whole bunch of problems. They haven't been able to accrue cap space any year because they're always over the cap. They've always been in cap overages with bonuses, which has affected them greatly. And finally, they've been able to get rid of the contract in its final year and dump it over to San Jose. According to Puckpedia, which I have up on the screen right now, the Montreal Canadiens now have $4.5 million in cap space. And because they are now under the floor, they're going to be able to accrue $20.8 million in cap space come the NHL trade deadline. And like I said, this isn't a luxury that Montreal has had in a very long time. They're always artificially over the cap and into LTIR because of that Carey Price contract. And now it is off the books. And for the cost being only a fifth round pick, I think Kent Hughes did a fantastic job with that trade, because you look at the draft picks that Montreal has left this upcoming draft. They sent away a fifth round pick, but they still have a first round pick, 2 seconds, a third, two fourths, no fifths, a sixth, and two sevenths. They have so much draft capital remaining, even though they spent a fifth to get rid of a contract that they didn't need on the books that was only causing them headaches in the short term and the long term for this season. And you can't dance if you can't find a dance partner. And Montreal had San Jose, who was totally willing to take on Carey Price's $10.5 million cap hit because, one, San Jose needs that $10.5 million on the books so that they can reach the cap floor of $70.6 million and trade off assets from their roster as the season goes along, and they want to move veteran players to other teams so that they can retain assets for those players, and they don't know if the salary going out is going to be enough to reach the cap floor. So now they have this $10.5 million assurance that they are going to be above that floor. And currently they still have $9.2 million in cap space, even with this extra $10.5 million on the book. And that $10.5 million that the San Jose Sharks are owed on the cap to Carey Price is not really $10.5 million. So Carey Price in real salary this season is only making about $7.5 million. That is the amount of salary actually owed to Carey Price. So you're wondering, like, hey, okay, $7.5 million, that's still a lot for San Jose to pay him and to take on only a fifth round pick. $5.5 million of that $7.5 million was already paid to Carey Price by the Montreal Canadiens. He was owed a bonus of that $5.5 million on September 1st, and Montreal paid that, so now San Jose only owes him $2 million. And you're like, okay, $2 million, that's easy. Well, it's not even $2 million because a portion of that $2 million, and what I saw and heard was 60%-ish of that $2 million is being paid by insurance. So San Jose is not even paying that full $2 million amount. They're probably paying just under $1 million in actual money to Carey Price to have that $10.5 million on their salary cap. It makes a lot of sense for San Jose to acquire this cap hit, and they're getting a fifth round pick as well to take on this money. The piece going the other way, if you're a Montreal Canadiens fan, you're like, whoa, we got a defenseman in Gannon Larocque. That's kind of cool. Like, all we had to pay was a fifth round pick. We got somebody back. We got rid of Carey Price's contract. We have so much room now. Things are looking good. But if you're not aware of Gannon Larocque, he may never play hockey again. It's a very similar situation, unfortunately, to Carey Price, where we have injuries derailing his career. And right now, it looks to be career ending for Gannon Larocque. This is a tweet from Andrew Zadarnowski, who says, Gannon Larocque has been dealing with major injury issues since turning pro, including double hip surgery in 2022 and missing all of the 24-25 season. He might never play again. So there is no real asset that the Montreal Canadiens have gotten back outside of cap space. But that cap space is very important for the Montreal Canadiens. That's going to free them up to do a whole bunch of business. And they're in a position to really go for it this year, add the pieces they need without the cap constraints of having Carey Price there, and hopefully chase again that playoff spot that they had last year. And I wanted to throw in a bit of Gannon Larocque lore that involves me and the Steve Dangle podcast, because how often would I ever get to talk about Gannon Larocque? But if you're watching right now in the Jesse Blake Sports Report behind me, you can see I have a San Jose Sharks jersey. This is a San Jose Truthers YouTube channel. I am actually also wearing a San Jose Barracuda jersey. And in this photo that's on the screen right now, that is me, Steve Dangle, and Adam Wild dropping the puck at the San Jose Barracuda game. Now, why am I telling you this? Because Steve Dangle, in this photo of him dropping the puck at the Barracuda game, is wearing a Gannon Larocque jersey. They gave us these jerseys, and the jersey that they had sitting around for Steve was a Gannon Larocque jersey. Now, he wasn't in the lineup that game. He didn't play all of last season, but that jersey is now a really special piece of hockey lore and memorabilia. This is a player who was traded for Carey Price. Steve Dangle is wearing his jersey there. I'm pretty sure these were game-worn jerseys that they just had sitting around for the players that they had extras of, and they gave it to us to wear there to drop the puck at center ice and then take home. And now Steve is just a proud owner of a Gannon Larocque jersey. jersey. So I wanted to give you that Gannon Larocque lore because there may never be another time in my life I can ever talk about Gannon Larocque. But back again to the main character of this whole thing, Carey Price. If you're around for that 14-15 season where Carey Price won the Hart, the Pearson, the Jennings, and the Vezina and had that unbelievable 933 save percentage. He had 44 wins on the year, 16 losses, and 6 ties. That 66 starts for Carey Price. It was an unreal season to witness. It was not unlike the season that Connor Hellebuck just had, except better and more unbelievable. He only got that one Vezina, surprisingly. It feels like he accomplished so much more in terms of individual trophies, but only got that one Vezina and that one Hart. Previously had finished fourth in Vezina voting the year before, and then a couple years later finished third in Vezina voting. But it feels like for a guy who's a slam dunk for the Hockey Hall of Fame, he didn't make it last year in his first year of eligibility, but he will get in there. It feels like there was more Vezina wins there on his resume, but it is just that 14-15 season. He had one hell of a career. It did last for 15 years, but it does feel like there is always going to be unfinished business with Carey Price and the Montreal Canadiens because of that knee injury that did ultimately lead to his retirement and now leads to his stint as a San Jose Shark. It is a bittersweet day if you are a Montreal Canadiens fan and seeing this all-time great leave your franchise, at least in this paper transaction. And I'd also encourage you to look at it from this perspective that Eric Engels tweeted out when this trade broke. He said, "Just a technicality, but as I just wrote for Sportsnet, Carey Price made one last big save for the Canadiens. Don't forget, he had to waive his no-move clause for the trade to San Jose. I've no doubt he'll be honored in Montreal someday, hopefully soon." Article drops soon. He's promoting his article at the end of that. But that beginning portion of that tweet is so, I think, poetic. And if you're a Canadiens fan, remember, Carey Price did this for your franchise. He did have to give the thumbs up for him to be moved so that in 2025-26, the Montreal Canadiens can get better and that franchise can do the thing that Carey Price could not do with them, and that's win a Stanley Cup. I think it's going to be a great season for Montreal. They're one of the great young franchises we have in the league right now in terms of the talent pool that they have. They are on the come up after that playoff berth last year. I think they're a playoff team again, and it's only up from here for the Canadiens, I think, for this season. That is it for me right now. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but chose to be listening or watching right now, and I appreciate you for that. Let me know what you think about the trade and Carey Price in the comments on the YouTube channel, on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel. I will check those out as they roll in. I will see you again very shortly. Good night from Toronto.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.